Welcome back to Durker and Hott on Baseball, where I'll talk old school baseball with former Astros pitcher, broadcaster, and manager Larry Durker. Larry, let's talk a little bit about the state of the game today. I understand that you don't watch much baseball these days, that you're not a big fan of how the rules have changed.
It's my own personal protest against these a**s in New York trying to change the games every time there's a little bit of a trend.
Is there anything in particular that peeves you about today's game?
I don't like the home run derby type of baseball. And I just, even though I love the athleticism, I like the fielding plays, I like to see a guy really hit a ball. I'm just going to deny myself that as a personal protest against people that don't know anything about baseball changing the rules.
But I've often heard it said these days that the important thing is the ballpark experience. Everything that goes on in and around the ballpark and the game itself is actually just one part of the whole thing.
That's what they seem to be intending to do. If you watch a game where there are fans in the stands, you'll be hard-pressed to find somebody keeping score. And it used to be that a lot of people kept score. But that's when they just had regular scoreboards and they didn't have encourage you to get on your cell phone and text some certain number to win a prize or, you know, an autographed ball or something. But they try to entertain you between innings with TV. You know, it used to be you'd go to a ball game to visit with your friends, and even though the game would only take 2 hours and 20 minutes, you'd still get a nice visit because you weren't staring up at the scoreboard all the time.
Yes, I've heard that referred to as a sonic assault between innings of a game. There's a noise, a sound effect for everything. There are tons of commercials and music and things that just blot out any chance to talk at a reasonable volume with the person next to you. And you know it's really bad when even a place like Dodger Stadium has those issues. And someone like Vin Scully went to them and said, "Can you please turn that sound down between innings?" And they told him no. Basically, the games are TV shows. I've seen the scripts that scoreboard operators and other people use at the ballparks, and every commercial break is timed to the second, every sound effect is accounted for, everything that goes on in the scoreboard and the cameras around the parks. The whole thing is a TV show. It's a major production. And there might be a ball game thrown in there somewhere. And if I can lay a little Blazing Saddles on you, what in the wide, wide world of sports is going on here? I don't know if we're ever going to find out. That's it for this episode of Durker and Hott on Baseball. Check us out on Facebook or at hotcorner.com.